Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Want to tell everybody at 6:30 tonight, it'll be Pelicans pregame right here on the Big 870 WWL. And at 7 o'clock, tip-off as the Pels go for their fourth straight win playing the Utah Jazz. They got a legitimate shot here to make it four in a row. And you can hear Graf with the call right here on the Big 870 WWL. Also, keep your dial tuned in to WWL all day tomorrow with continuous coverage of the weather event where you're going to get rain, sleet, snow, and we'll give you wall-to-wall coverage from all across the state with parish officials, state officials, city officials, everything you need to know. If you don't need to be on the highway, please stay off of it. It is going to be treacherous once this weather event starts, and it'll probably start anywhere between 4 and 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. But, hey, WWL will be there on the dial giving you all the information. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, he covers the NBA and the New Orleans Pelicans, Ali Cosell. Ali, thanks so much for joining us here on Second Guest. Hey, listen, I think it's the first time since October I can tell you this. Man, the Pelicans got a real legit chance to win four in a row.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the best part of the year, seemingly, right, for Pelicans fans. Such a terrible start, all those injuries. You were wondering if they could even win a game just several weeks ago. Now, yeah, to your point, going for four straight, and really it's seven wins in their last 10 if they can get this win tonight, which looks very likely, right? Utah's going to be very shorthanded again.
Yeah, Ollie, when I look at and then you look at rotation and the bench play and all that, who comes in, to me that was significant. You look at Jose, you know, coming off the bench, helped close out the game. When you're hot, you're hot. Buried four of what is 6 3-pointers. You look at that finish with 19 points. And then you look at Jordan Hawkins, scored 11 points. He had 3 3-pointers. The question I have for you is that is Brandon Ingram, when he's put into the game, does he play hard or what? Because now Murphy, who was coming off the bench, is now starting in place of Brandon Ingram. How do you break that down? Because, you know, you might say, we're a team. It's not golf or tennis. So we're playing as a team. But is Brandon Ingram pouting? Well, what's your take on this, considering that they're going with Murphy? And Trey Murphy, and well-deserved, I should say, in the starting lineup. So break that down where we're at right now with the Pels.
Yeah, so Bobby, look, fortunately, I guess for this situation, Brandon Ingram's still likely probably at least several weeks away, right? He's still rehabbing. Seen him now doing some light jogging, but he's not yet to any kind of full contact, right? So he's still got to get through that in practices and such outside of game time. But once that time does come, you're right. If nobody else goes down with injury, and you know, that's very likely a scenario for this team. But if it doesn't happen, I don't think you can remove Trey from the starting lineup anymore. A month ago, yes. But the way Trey's been playing, say, just for the last month, he's averaging, what, over the last 12 games, about 26 points a game, putting up ridiculous shooting numbers as always. But now he looks like an all-star because he's getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line, game-saving block in the last game, win in Chicago, game-saving steal. So he's doing everything his part that I think, like I said, he cemented his spot. What I think it'll come down to, honestly, CJ, right? Even though CJ's still playing at a good clip, still, right, averaging over 20 points a game, making those threes, you've got to wonder, is this time maybe where CJ moves to kind of that sixth man off the bench, and then you put B.I.
Okay.
as a starter? Because it's impossible to imagine, right, you sitting down Brandon Ingram as a reserve when he's been the face of your franchise for a few years now.
Probably one of the things that you got to look at with Trey, man, he's on the verge of being a star player in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's right there on the edge. Okay, people say, well, that was a goaltending. Well, if they don't call it, it's not a goaltend. Now, exactly. It should have been, but it wasn't. But my thing is, when you look on this roster, his growth over the last couple of years has been remarkable as a shooter. Man, year one, they looked like they had plywood over the top of the goal. He couldn't hit anything. Now, he sent him back down. He came back up after that little bit of short stay, I think, in Alabama. He came back up. Mm-hmm. He is really developing into what you want to call a borderline star in the NBA today.
I think that's a legitimate description. It really is. First 3 years, last year even, maybe even the first few weeks of this season once he started playing again, coming off his injury, you still saw a good player, right? But he was not a player that could get his shot off without help, right? That's why we saw so many games last year and even start this year where he's playing, what, 30, 32, 35 minutes a game and yet finishing the night with 9, 10, 11 shot attempts. And it's simply because if you drape them with a defender, basically just have somebody, one opponent just chase you all around, well, Trey wasn't going to be able to get his shot, wasn't going to be able to impact you offensively. But that's all changed. He's now, I think it's been partially one, his skill has developed, right? That ball handling, that's really developed. But the other thing is probably more so it's his confidence. Because, you know, yeah. For the last 3 years, I'm watching him outside of games, in practices, and he can actually handle the ball pretty well, but we never saw it, right, in games. But now he's putting it down. Whenever some defender's flying at him or not giving him space from three, he's going right around him, getting to the rim, throwing down dunks, right? 10% of his shots are dunks. So it's not like he's just moving that step or two in from the three-point line, shooting up jumpers like, say, maybe a Jordan Hawkins or C.J. McCollum. No, he's taking all the way to the rim. And what you love is with that aggression, he's also getting fouled a lot. And it's so important in these days to where you get easy points. And really, the Pelicans have relied so long on Zion Williamson, right, to be able to generate those either with layups or getting the free throw line. They really haven't had that dependable second guy getting that free throw line, right? Dicing up defenses. Brandon, you know, for as great as he's been when he's been on, is the fact that he's, because of his frame, he just can't get around enough guys, right? He's not fast enough, not strong enough. But Trey is. So, yeah, I think we're honestly guys seeing a burgeoning star. I really believe it. He thinks he can make the All-Star game next year. I wouldn't bet against it.
Now, Ollie, what's your take on Zion? I don't know how you manage or when he's playing. Okay, you're not going to play back-to-backs, and then all of a sudden, is he available, not available? I don't know. He got a sniffle. He's sick or something. I mean, it's unbelievable because when Zion plays, he's hell when he's well. That's unbelievable. That if you just look at like a month full of games, is Zion, you truly have to question, is he available or he's not available? I understand the back-to-backs, but it just seems like, I don't know, but he's like the definition of a prima donna.
Well, look, Bobby, let's face it. Since he's come to New Orleans, his career, it's just been maddening, right, for the average fan to follow.
Right.
Because he's played in easily less than half of the games that he could have played in his career so far, right? Took off a year completely. And there's been other years where he's played just a handful of games, it felt like. Like a couple of years ago, he was on that MVP campaign. Pelicans were tied for first right in the West, and he goes down with a hamstring injury, and boy, there she wrote.
Right.
The season, and of course the Pelicans season. So that's the problem. You see the talent, right? And especially now, that's what's different, at least about him now. He came back from injuries in the past. You could tell he was out of shape. He needed to work himself back in the groove, what have you. But this time around, this is the best shape I've ever seen, guys.
Right.
From the rookie season to really pick any season, yep. This is the best we've ever seen, Zion. Coming off an injury, that's impressive. But at the same time, you just mentioned it. He's missing a game here, missing a game there. And, of course, the suspension because of him being tardy, right, for a flight, being tardy for practices. It's amazing that we have to talk about that for a guy that's a star, legitimate star, in year six. I don't know if he'll ever figure it out completely. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's really tough and really sad to see because this organization has pinned so much of their hopes on Zion.
Yeah.
Ollie, thanks so much for joining us tonight, man. Really appreciate it. And stay safe out there.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, Bobby, and Charlie. You guys make sure you guys are safe for the next 2 days, too. It sounds like it's going to be a bad event here.
All right, Ollie. Yeah, it's snowing. Oh, we're just not used to the snow in New Orleans. Come on. I lived in Michigan. No, I lived in Michigan 2 years. I was like, oh, they put salt in the road. We don't have snow plows or enough salt maybe to go around. So, but just stay at home. And the main thing is you don't want electricity to go out. That's the main thing. Because not too many people have fireplace and all that, and then you have to bundle up.
Yeah, it's tough. And, man, once it gets cold in the house, it stays cold. We'll be back to finish off here on Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing it up here on the Second Guess Show. Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long in studio. Want to tell everybody, hey, listen, keep your dial tuned in to the Big 870 WWL. We'll start early tomorrow morning giving you wall-to-wall coverage of the weather, sleet, snow event that will happen all across South Louisiana. Be careful on the roads. Also, stay warm out there. Guys, y'all take care of one another.
And, you know, Mike, right quick, you know, Jane Daniels, we're all on that Daniels bandwagon. I'm looking at rookie quarterbacks to start a title game and where their team scoring defenses rank. Brock Purdy, number one. Mark Sanchez, number three. Joe Flacco, number three. Ben Roethlisberger, number one. Sean King, number three. Jane Daniels, his defense, number 18. That's why it's so special what Jane Daniels has done. Look at that as a rookie. Hello, you got to give props to that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You just can't grasp what he's done in year one. Hey, we'd be throwing it to the Pelicans radio network. Pelicans pregame with Gus Kattengill, 7 o'clock. It'll be Pelicans and the Utah Jazz with Gus making the handoff out to the center. And you can see maybe it's four in a row right here on the Big 870.